Hi everyone, I'm Ming Fei and I work in Windows Azure Media Services team as a program manager. This video is the second part of how to use Windows Azure Media Services .NET SDK. In the first video, we demo how do you use .NET SDK to upload a video asset into Media Services. And for this video, we are going to continue use .NET SDK to encode a video from WMV format into MP4. And we will also repackage the MP4 file into Smooth Streaming and get a streaming URL for Smooth Streaming video asset as well. Looking at Visual Studio, this is the project we left off last time. And last time we upload a .mp4 file into Media Services, and this time we are going to upload a WMV file, and we'll encode this file into .mp4, which is H.264 format. And I have this WMV file on my disk. And this is the method we used the last time for create a set and upload single file. This time we are going to create a method called create encoding job. And I'm going to plug in some code snippet. Here we have this method called create encoding job with a set as an input parameter because we create a set at the first step. Here is the first concept we have here is called drop. That's basically when you try to issue a command to Media Services, say please help me do encoding job or packaging, you will need to define this iDrop object. And you could give a name for the job that you're running. For instance, this one I call it encoding into MP4. And iMedia processor here are basically a bunch of media processors described in the way that our service understands what you want. For instance, here I say I want some media processor and a Windows Azure media encoder. And if we look at task present string for Windows Azure Media Encoder, that basically allows you to encode your audio into different standard and video into different standard, such as if I look at H.264 encoding standard, and there are different task present, such as I want output to be H.264 broadband 108 OP, or I want it to be H.264 broadband 720p. There are a lot more standard you could choose from. And you may notice that there are also other things such as Windows Azure Media Packager and Windows Azure Media Encryptor. For the encryptor, that's the task presents if you wanted to encrypt your content with PlayReady protection, for instance. And for packager are for you to use to repackage MP4 content to Smooth Streaming, convert Smooth Streaming to HLS, or validate a set that contain multi-bit rate Smooth Streaming or MP4 files. So before when you use our on-premises solutions such as Expression Encoder, that was where you just choose from the drop-down box for all this task of presence. And now, since you're using SDK, you will need to fill up all this query string yourself. The second concept I want to introduce is task. Tasks are associated with a drop. So for each single drop, there could be multiple tasks. Like for instance, I'm running encoding into MP4 here. And later, once I got MP4, I could actually do another task saying, please package this MP4 file into Smooth Streaming. In this case, I'll be using chain task concept, and we will revisit this later. And you can see that the task is attached to job, and you could add task. And here we name the task to be encoding into MP4, and we pass in the processor we just queried under Windows Azure Media Encoder, and we pass in what type of task present that we want to use. Lastly, you could choose to encrypt your task presents as well, and here I will leave it clear. Lastly, here that you define what's the input set of the task. Basically, you're saying, hey, please apply this encoding task onto the asset that I defined in the media account. And after the encoding is done, please put it into as an output set for this task. And I will name this output set Azure Bumper in H264, and I will leave the asset unencrypted. After defining your job, your media processor, your task, and now you're ready to submit the job and saying and telling media services to kick off the job. And I also have a helper method here for check the job progress. And I'm just going to insert some code snippet. This is just the method for tracking what's the state of the job, whether it is scheduled, processing, or queued. And we will need to resolve a namespace here. I will be publishing the code in the blog link below, so you could copy from there. So don't worry about if you couldn't catch up. And we will also need to add in another helper method for getting job ID. That's just a simple query for inputting job ID and getting the job object. Okay, and lastly, we wanted to do is to call this method create encoding job and pass in the asset. And now we are going to proceed of using the outcome of the first task, this MP4 file, and package it into smooth streaming. And we are going to use chain task this concept here. I plug in a bunch of code and I will explain. So firstly that I queried Windows Azure Media Packager this time instead of encoder, because as I mentioned in MSDN, the task presence for Windows Azure Media Packager including convert from MP4 to smooth streaming and convert smooth streaming to Apple HLS. It's very important that this is different from the encoding function you perform. And we also have a config file here which have the task string presents for MP4 to smooth streams. Let me just quickly put in the config file path. I will show you how the task presents looks like. If I open on MP4 to smooth streams XML, and that's just a long string for describing what kind of task I want to do so media services could understand. And you can get this file on MSDN as well. Continue. Similarly, we'll define new task, which still associate with the same job, and we call the task streaming task. And you can see that the task is associated with job, the same job that the first task is associated with. And then we are just getting a new task called packaging into smooth streaming with the processor 2, which I queried under Windows Azure Media Packager. And instead of passing in the H.264 broadband 720p, we are going to pass in a longer string. And because it is a longer string, so I put into an XML file. And lastly, that we leave the content, the task presents clear. And this is the interesting part, that for this task, we are adding in the input asset as the output asset of the first task, which means MP4 file instead of WMV. And we also produce an output asset, which we name it Azure Add in Smooth Streaming. And we could submit the job, and then we kick off the job for checking job progress. Everything are the same. And the last step of this demo is to create a origin locator for you to see your Smooth Streaming file gets streamed from origin server. I introduced the locator this concept last time, which means a entry point for access your file. And last time when we want to access the MP4 file, we call it SAS locator, S-A-S locator. That was a URL for you to be able to read your MP4 file, for instance, which stored in Azure storage. However, after you convert the file into Smooth Streaming, you have an option to tell our origin server that, hey, I want to stream my video. Could you give me a streaming URL? And that was where the origin locator come from. And the URL would end with slash manifest. That was a typical Smooth Streaming URL. And we are going to use a helper method here. Which is called get streaming origin locator. And I'm going to plug in some code and I will explain. This method is very similar to the way how we ask SAS locator last time, as I explained. So firstly, we need to find out the file that ends with .ism, and that was where we get a reference for the streaming manifest file. And after that, we cast the reference to a true ISET file type. Here is where we need to define a policy. We want people to be able to read our content 30 days from now, and that's the streaming policy that we are creating. And then we could just create an origin locator that based on what type of policy we specified and the starting time. We want it to get available immediately, so we want the starting time to be 5 minutes ago. And lastly, I want to write the URL out so that you can see that the URL you can use to do Smooth Streaming. And that's the method that all you need. And now we are going to run the service. I just want to do a quick recap on what happened, that we are introducing chain task that you could be able to convert WMV into MP4, and you take the MP4 as an input for the second task, which is packaging into Smooth Streaming. And lastly, we also introduced that you could request an origin server to stream your file. And and also, if you have CDN configured, you could also matching your CDN URL with our origin server URL, and you could stream your content from the edge. And now just a couple of seconds that you will see the file gets encoded and stream out. That is done, and now we could take a look at the portal. And you can see the streaming URL is published here. And if we copy the streaming URL and into this, we make this health monitor tool to playback smooth streaming content. The URL is smf.cloudapp.net/health monitor. And we paste in the URL and click on play. You can see that the video gets played. Lastly, I will leave you with this Getting Started with Media Services SDK for .NET tutorial on MSDN. It introduces a lot more functionalities we provide inside .NET SDK. And if you have any questions, feel free to post on Windows Azure Media Services forum and we'll try our best to answer your question. Lastly, if you look at the video below, there will be a link for my blog that I will post all the code involved in this tutorial video so that you can follow while you're watching this video. Thank you for watching.